Well, basically, yeah, you use the Chris Duped PHP collab. It's called our PMS system and project
Okay.
management system. Okay. From there, you put in the FTP information. You put in the breakdown, the form. Maybe we can do a direct field where whatever you put once the form gets filled out gets sent somehow to auto-generate the ticket and matches.
Actually,
Oh,
to
oh
be
fuck. Wasn't
technically
that all
correct,
you?
it's called the project, sorry, the company database. It's the blue eye in the back end.
Yeah, click on that, and then from there you get all the drop downs. It can show you
Date
the.
project, this project, you see the users in the project,
Now, if you want a
where they're
graphical
from.
upgrade to that too, then that's something you'll have to ask me and Justin to kind of play with. But I mean, I would say try learning that system for now, because right now we're not really graphically prettying what development's using either. Matches is pretty, as it is, basic, and you just kind of have to make sense of where everything is until we have the time to actually spend on, prettying up these tools. Because, yeah, eventually we'll have to start hiring, tier one agents. We all know that they can't really take too much at once. So, yeah. So as long, exactly. Well, that's it. I mean, I think the layout makes a lot of sense. I think the way Chris did it, but you have to tell us where you want those fields. If you want them moved around.
It seems like then how can we wrap it up?
Okay. All right. Does someone else
Don't
want
need
to take
to
a stab at it, or I
work.
can go over it? Basically, we've got
Yay, more circles.
ESL. All right, sales goes and shows a demo. That's one thing. You guys know what you're doing, right? Like, we can end it, or?
No, they don't know what they're doing. That's just it.
It's
Like, actually,
buggy.
okay. But as for Justin, basically, the next template you're looking at is the portfolio template. Just get, that website meet background, the two arrows, have an exit. Actually, you know what? Keep the arrows unlabeled. Have them, but have right and left. But then keep the back arrow there too, because they have to get back to if they want to go back to the main page from the portfolio, they need an exit to navigate out. But that's basically what's on your plate for tomorrow there. Don't worry about anything else. I'll go and synthesize tonight's meeting. Again, looks like we're going to be moving forward with the Dell Dupe for the ordering system. All right, we're just filling some temp tickets out now.
You saw that?
Huh? Is it me? Or Justin? Nice.
Send me a ticket.
All right, we're sending you a ticket there right now, Justin.
Okay, so what was the
cool.
other thing that we were going to talk about? Scott wanted to.
And okay, so really, so tomorrow, the template viewer for the demos galleries, and then online form. Or actually, Scott, would you prioritize the online form first, or would you prioritize getting the
template viewer?
The template viewer done first. Scott?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It depends on when Dan gets back to me with the headers, the list. So basically, actually, yeah, just Justin, tomorrow, it'll all be doing the template viewer. Don't worry about anything else. Okay, and yeah, I'll look at the I'll be able to get on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why
is
Dan
getting
back to yours?
Because I need to know what sales want. Like basically, I put in what Dev wants, but
no, it's the other way around.
Have to start like that.
You
start like that. The piece goes inside the hole.
You, well, Chris has given you the requirement that you guys need from sales to get that done.
Ticket eight.
No,
I mean,
so
we've entered it in matches. I'm telling you, we've
okay,
said what we need. I'm just saying is.
I know.
Yeah.
Take that information. go over it, make sure it's done, and then email the information over to Dan. Don't drop the ticket I need. Once he's got that done, then yeah, we can create them.
We definitely have to work on a bridge. Like I said, that's why project management, if you guys are using that in the site, I can monitor that and, you know, paste stuff in there or have it Mantis connected somehow to that stuff. Make it a bit more efficient because, you know, I'm working all day too at another job. Like if I get an email, if I can just get to it as soon as I can, like if I'm working full time, that's no problem. But sometimes, you know, there's a few hours, you know, between getting back to people. And so if there's an automation, like going forward, like I will email Dan these things, you know, because this is kind of a grandfather kind of system right, we're doing right now. But going forward, it's like, again, once we've got the form, we'll be fine. So, all right. But I'll need, you know, everything that you want on that form too, not just our questions. So that way I can include those fields, and then I'll work out a look with Justin. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
That was the other spot that might have been.
Okay, now still looking here. I have a new picture, by the way, so I'll try Taylor in that password, right? Should be able to FTP.
No, I've cleaned it out of my old backups.
Yeah, it's not in our backups. Not our old backups
too,
anyway.
Too old the projects. My backups don't really go back that far.
We're gonna have to definitely get some sort of
I got backups now. It's just
we're backing up now. Yeah, for sure we're backing up now. Going forward, definitely have to protect our content here. But yeah, Justin, I mean, just try and, you know, make it unique, backward and forward, because if it's another tab it's opening up, there's no point having it back. Or would it be good if
we technically do have that file, it's just embedded in the Flash.
It's just going to annoy the hell out of me until I find it.
Tell them we do have it, but it's embedded in
the Flash. It is embedded in the Flash to be able to dig it out. But yeah, we can't dig it out. Just the Thomas can? Man, crazy Flash. Okay, well, basically, yeah, so for tomorrow, yeah, just get two buttons, slap it with some bit of reflection there, and yeah, have a big hole for the template viewer. Make sure the template, like, it takes up most of the page with the tab. Like, we want them to really see the website, but enough to know that, okay, we're, you know, we can go forwards and backwards. So you play around with that visually, just try and get the optimum balance. Scott, say something? No.
It would be flashing and not letting me see anything at the bottom until I fucking click
on it. So did you get that last part there, Justin?
Yeah, no, don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Good stuff, man.
I'll get it.
Cool.
This is where
I might have found it.
Oh yeah, nice.
I would have expected him to have
it. Oh, I did. I found it.
Beauty.
I found this guy had three different colors, two different colors.
He had a bunch of colors.
Yeah, a bunch of colors.
There's an orange and a green one here.
I think we got it. No. Can you post the links there, Justin?
Did you say please?
Did you say what, please? Can you repeat that?
Can you say please?
Oh, can you... Sorry, I didn't hear. Could you please repeat that? Oh, I already said please. We're good. Okay.
Just a layer head.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. I think we're trying to track it down here,
I think
too.
It's the next one.
No. Did you post them yet there, Justin?
Give me a second.
3 seconds. Feature.
These are the same time he was working on.
So there, yeah, Scott,